last Tuesday's meeting, I brought in the motion calling on more safety measures to be taken on the approach roads to the town. And this came out of a public meeting that was held in Carrigarda a number of weeks ago, where there was a lot of concerned members of the local community met and discussed the issues pertaining to the Carrigarda around traffic and lack of car parking, etc. One of the issues that they raised was the volume and the times, the speed of traffic going through the town, and in particular at the school end of the Creasley end of the town, where the local national school is, and the fact that they didn't have a crossing person, and that there was a lack of ramps or other traffic calming measures. So I brought, from seeing travelling around the country, there's the electronic signage which depicts the speed of the motorist is up in a lot of towns and villages as you enter them, and I see that as a very effective way of getting motorists to slow down. So I asked that one of the steps that they would take, that the council would take, would be to erect these electronic signage that would depict the speed of the motorists and would encourage them to slow down to a safe level.
And indeed, over the coming weeks and months, we are going to see an increase of people on the road, particularly in that area. So it's vital that such work is carried out in a timely manner.
Yes, and in fairness to the council to date, they've erected some extra signage, and they are looking at other ways and means that they can reduce and slow down the traffic volume. And they've now put in place a traffic survey, a traffic and speed counter. So the council are being proactive in this regard, and I had a local engineer met with a number of the committee members last week, and was in receipt of a petition that was signed by 700 people calling for the council to act. So, you know, the council is committed to and have met with the committee members, and will continue to do so. And the findings, based on the survey findings, will take the necessary action. But we're particularly looking at the approach road at the Creasley side of the town around the school, and also what we can do in relation to having an effective pedestrian crossing on the main street and other adequate car parking facilities.